Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Is Red Norvo's All-Star Septet from 1944 with the song Sing Something Simple. We've got lots of wonderful songs for you this morning. I'm afraid we don't have any singing today, but we do have some fabulous musicians for you in the small group format and recording mostly for the independent jazz labels. We start in 1938 and we go through to I think the 1950s. Well, that one was recorded in 1944 for the Keynote label, as I mentioned, and Red Norvo, of course, on xylophone, joined by Teddy Wilson on piano and Joe Thomas on trumpet. Vic Dickinson brought us the trombone, nice clarinet from Hank D'Amico, and Slam Stewart and Spex Powell were on the bass and the drums. And very fine lineup, and you'll have chance to listen to lots of very fine lineups this morning, and a bit of a mix and match. You'll find, as frequently happens on the shows when I feature the small groups, that the musicians traveled between groups, so we hear their art in many different combinations. Well, for our next one, we're going to go back to 1938, to the Commodore label. In fact, our next three numbers are all from the Commodore label. 1938, the label was just getting started, and one of the groups playing with it was led by the guitarist Eddie Condon and his Windy City 7. I guess something to do with Chicago there. The song is called Carnegie Jump, and it's written by three members of the group, Eddie Condon himself, Bud Freeman, and Jess Stacy. Well, Jess Stacy, of course, a wonderful pianist. Bud Freeman, one of the great tenor sax players of all time. We'll also hear the cornet of Bobby Hackett, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Artie Shapiro on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And of course, Eddie is playing the guitar. And then we'll move forward to 1944 for our next two numbers. We'll hear first from Eddie Haywood and his orchestra. I'm very fond of Eddie Haywood. He was a lovely pianist, often accompanied Billie Holiday, a lovely lyrical style. Made many recordings for the Commodore label. And this one is of the song Just You, Just Me. He's joined by Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack Parker on drums. And we'll follow it up with another number from 1944 from a really fun trumpeter, Muggsy Spanier. And he played trumpet and cornet frequently with his group, the Ragtimers. And this morning they're going to bring us a George and Ira Gershwin number, Oh Lady Be Good. Well, Muggsy's playing the trumpet, again from Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, a baritone sax from Ernie Caceres. And here's Eddie Condon again on guitar. He was at so many of these sessions for the Commodore label. Dick Carey on a fine piano, Bob Casey on bass, and Joe Grosso on drums. Three more songs, all from the Commodore label, and we will now start with Eddie Condon, his Windy City 7, and Carnegie Jump. Thank you. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some early jazz. Well, early for us. The mid part of the 20th century, from the 30s, 40s through to the 50s, and mostly for the independent jazz labels. And we just heard three numbers from the Commodore label. Heard from Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtime, is always a fun group to listen to. And the lovely Gershwin tune, Oh Lady Be Good. Before that, Eddie Haywood and his wonderful piano along with his great orchestra. From 1944, Just You, Just Me. And that was written, by the way, by Jesse Greer and Raymond Clage. And we started out with Carnegie Jump with Eddie Condon and his Windy City 7. And that was from 1938. Well, we're going to carry on and we're going to listen now to Bud Freeman. Well, we've already heard from Bud today. This is in a different configuration. It's called his All-Star Orchestra. And it's from 1945, and he's going to be bringing us one of his own compositions called Inside on the South Side. Well, Bud, of course, on tenor sax, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, piano from Gene Schroeder, Bob Casey on bass, and we'll have Dave Tuff playing the drums. And we'll also have a fine clarinet from Edmund Hall. And we'll carry on with Edmund for our second number in the set. Edmund Hall and his quartet featuring the piano of Teddy Wilson. Well, we've also heard from Teddy this morning too. Well, Teddy joined up with a couple of clarinetists over his career and produced some marvelous recordings. One was Edmund Hall in the 1940s. And earlier, he'd been teamed up with Benny Goodman and the famous trio and quartet. Well, this will be from Edmund Hall and his quartet. Edmund on clarinet, Teddy on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Arthur Trapeer on drums. With the Gus Kahn Isham Jones number, It Had to Be You. And we'll go back to 1939 for our third number in the set. Again, we've heard from Jess Stacy this morning, and now we'll hear from him with his All-Stars. These are mostly folks from the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Jess on piano, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, clarinet by Irving Fasola, tenor sax from Eddie Miller, Les Jenkins on trombone, Sid Weiss on bass, and Don Cart on drums. And they're going to bring us the Jimmy McHugh number, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me. Three more songs and we'll go now to Bud Freeman and Inside on the South Side. Thank you. we just heard from Jess Stacy and his All-Stars from 1939 with I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And we heard a fine trumpet on that one from Billy Butterfield, who was just starting out in the big time around then. I believe that the Bob Crosby Orchestra was his very first one. And he'd just been, I think, 21 or 22. Seems pretty young to me, but I guess at the time, a lot of these guys were just starting out too. Before that, we heard Edmund Hall with Teddy Wilson and It Had to Be You. And as I mentioned, Teddy Wilson accompanied a couple of clarinetists in the smaller group format in the early days, and was always such a delightful blend. And I do enjoy his recordings with Edmund Hall from the 1940s. And we started out with Bud Freeman and his All-Star Orchestra, and Inside on the South Side. And a fine example, as we're hearing this morning, of the work of the great tenor saxman, Bud Freeman. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs from the 1930s through to the 1950s. All music, all instrumental, the jazz groups from days gone by, and recordings taken from the smaller independent jazz labels of the time. Well, up to now we've been hearing mostly what I would call hot jazz, sort of the trad jazz of the time. And we're going to go now to something a little mellower from many of the same people. But these guys could play just about any mood you like, and equally fine interpretations. So we're going to listen to something quite smooth coming up. We'll hear again from Charlie Shavers, this time with his All-American Five from 1944. And he's joined by Teddy Wilson, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Billy Taylor again on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. And the song My Man. And then we'll go forward to 1953, to the Pacific Jazz label, and a very fine trumpeter called Chet Baker. What a beautiful, mellow sound he had. Beautiful tone to his playing, and very lyrical too. Chet occasionally accompanied his playing with some vocals. I really like his voice. It's a very sweet voice, very gentle, and again, lyrical. This guy was really very lyrical across the board. We won't hear his voice today, but we will hear his wonderful trumpet along with the piano of Russ Freeman. It's a Cole Porter number called Easy to Love. And we'll go back to 1945 to the Keynote label and a group called the J.C. Hurd Quintet. Now, the drummer, J.C. Hurd, led this group, which consisted of Buck Clayton on trumpet, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Milt Hinton on bass, and the piano of Johnny Guarnieri. Johnny's one of my favorite pianists. I heard him first on the Artie Shaw group, the Gramercy Five, where he was playing the harpsichord. Well, full marks to Artie Shaw for all the innovative work he did, but I think I prefer Johnny on the piano. And he certainly was a wonderful pianist with a terrific range. And the song he and J.C. Hurd and friends will bring to us this morning is called All My Life. Three more songs, and here's Charlie Shavers with My Man. Thank you. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we're listening to some wonderful jazz musicians from days gone by. And we just heard a beautifully mellow version of All My Life, a song written by Sidney Mitchell and Sam Stepped, provided by the J.C. Hurd Quintet. Very fine tenor sax from Flip Phillips on that one. And, of course, Buck Clayton on trumpet. And Johnny Guarnieri joined us on piano. Very fine pianist, as I mentioned. And J.C. Hurd on drums. Before that, we heard the beautiful trumpet of Chet Baker with piano of Russ Freeman and Easy to Love. And we started out with Charlie Shavers and his All-American Five and the song My Man.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to switch moods back to a somewhat livelier pace. And we've got three more songs for you this morning. And they're going to be featuring two of the liveliest performers in jazz from the 20th century, and that's Sidney Bechet and Jonah Jones. And we'll start with Sidney Bechet, who is one of the great, probably the greatest exponent of the soprano sax and a fabulous clarinetist. He started out on the clarinet and switched to the soprano sax fairly early on in his career. It's just an amazing sound. He seems to have had a very distinct musical personality and a very unique sound, very distinct vibrato. And boy, could he jazz it up with the best of them. And we'll hear him from his Blue Note recordings. It was from 1949, and it's a fairly traditional number. It's called When the Saints Go Marching In. It's associated with Sydney's hometown of New Orleans. Sydney is playing soprano sax on this one, while Bill Davidson on cornet. Art Hody is a pianist who frequently worked with Bechet. Walter Page and Freddie Jones, one of the liveliest drummers around at the time. And it has a very interesting introduction, I'll say that, which you will hear in just a moment. And then we'll go to Jonah Jones, one of the most fun trumpeters around and one of the greatest of the 20th century. Always fun to listen to. He also was a very fine singer. I believe we're just hearing his trumpet this morning on the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields number, Exactly Like You, Jonah and Friends, recorded in 1945. Jonah, of course, on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Joe Thomas tenor sax. The piano is played by Buster Harding, Milt Hinton on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And here is Sidney Bechet, his Blue Note Jasmine, and When the Saints Go Marching In. Thank you. Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have time for one more, which we'll get to in just a second. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz within transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And our final number for today, we're going to go back to Sidney Bechet. And this is a particular favorite of mine. It is pretty robust, as they would say. 1945. It's written by Porter Steele. And it was a great jazz standard from days gone by. And it was called High Society. Sidney's joined again by his Blue Note Jazzmen. And this time, amongst them, he is, by the way, Sidney Bechet is playing both soprano sax. He starts out, I believe, on clarinet on this one, and I think he switches to soprano sax. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, but you can see for yourself or hear for yourself. Max Kaminski, always a favorite of mine, on trumpet. George Lugg on trombone. Art Hodes on piano again. The bass from George Pops Foster, and we'll hear again from Freddie Moore on drums.